Dub Nation, you're listening to the Warriors Post Up with the voice of the Warriors, Tim Roy.
Final was 104-100. The Rockets get the win. Well, the Rockets took 17 more shots. They had 12 more offensive rebounds and 6 less turnovers. And that's pretty much the story of the game, along with Reed Sheppard. Career-high 31 points, career-high 25 shots taken. He was a player the Warriors just didn't guard well all night long.
Nah, he was really, really good from the perimeter early on. And then he got that little snake dribble going left and then coming back to the middle of the court right. Hit a few of those, got to the lane, got to the rim a couple times. I think it surprised everybody. But, you know, the story was the 41% of misses that the Rockets collected. Like, they just pounded the offensive glass. And you look at it and you go, well, yeah, but they didn't actually do anything with them. It was 17 points all in second chance points. But it's just the playing defense extra amount of time, mentally having to, you know, lock down again and try and get a stop, and then you do get a stop, and it's an offensive rebound. I mean, those things wear on you. Like I said, mentally and physically, they wear on you, and they just kept coming. And defensively, they made it tough for the Warriors. I mean, the Warriors, by no stretch, were good offensively. They shot 43% and only shot 28% from three. And the Rockets at the end of the game caught up and passed the Warriors in free throw attempts, although they didn't even convert those. They were 15 for 24. It was just a culmination of beating you and laying on you and wearing on you and getting to the offensive glass and the physicality in which they play with. And that causes turnovers, where the Rockets only committed 10 turnovers, the Warriors 16, and for 22 points. So it was just, you know, and this team's not even close to at full strength. I mean, they got Eason, Dorian Finney-Smith.
They didn't have Kevin Durant.
Adams and Kevin Durant. I mean, so this is a really, really good basketball team, and they kind of found their niche, like the way they're going to play. They're just going to be long, athletic, big, physical, beat you up, and try to get to the glass and really wear you down. And that was the story before the game. We said this is going to be the key. Ended up being the key. And look, they could have done a lot more damage than they actually did, but they did enough to get the win.
Yep. And I think, you know, the Warriors have to kind of, well, first of all, first and foremost, you know, the scary thing there is that Curry got banged up. He had to go to the locker room, couldn't finish the game. And so now we have to wait for a report on him. And obviously there'll be no press availability tomorrow. So we might have to wait till Friday to find out what's going on with Steph Curry. And Warriors have a game Saturday they have to win against New Orleans. And then follow that up with a game against Oklahoma City before they go back on the road. So,
yeah, I mean, just kind of swimming around that 500. I mean, they're still trying to find themselves, I think, what they are. And it wasn't a lack of defense tonight. The defense was fine. Initially, the defense was fine. The point of attack defense was good. The closeouts were good. The effort was there. It's just the adventure started once the ball went up. Once the ball went up and hit the rim, that's where it got interesting. And again, I just thought the Rockets wore them down. I mean, it's hard to win a game when you're minus 17 in field goal attempts.
Yeah.
Just so many more opportunities that you're giving the team. And the Rockets didn't shoot well at all in any of the three categories, free throws, threes, or field goals. All of them were poor. But they just kept coming, kept beating you up. And, I mean, Amen Thompson was a monster on the glass tonight. He had 14, 10 of them defensive rebounds. Clint Capella was incredible. 8 offensive rebounds in 18 minutes is just insane production. Reed Sheppard, 9 rebounds. I mean, the guy is, what, 6'2", 6'1"? He's not that big, but that's their mentality. You can tell, like, that's Ime Udoka. That's, like, being physical, being tough, having a little attitude, and everyone on that team, guarantee you, everyone on that team's expected to rebound. When they watch film, if they're not rebounding, I would imagine they get called out. Because watching him play, everyone gets on the glass. Everyone's battling on the glass. And it's pretty impressive to see.
All right. Well, plans for Thanksgiving?
Plans for Thanksgiving. I already made my stuffing. And I'm going to smoke my turkey breast tomorrow. And then I'm going to sit there by myself and watch football and have Thanksgiving.
By yourself?
Yep.
Nobody's going to be at your house?
Nope. They're all in Vegas with my mom and brother.
Really?
Yep. We'll have the animals.
So, well, me and the animals, yeah. Yeah. Me and the animals. They don't care about Thanksgiving or Plymouth Rock or any of that crap.
Does the rabbit get nervous when you're home alone with it?
What does that mean? That sounded really weird. Like,
I don't
want to contemplate what that means. No, the rabbit's super. I'm the one that takes care of the rabbit.
I know.
You kidding me? I'm the one that takes the rabbit outside and the one that brings the rabbit inside. Like, if I'm not home, that's when the bunny's like, okay, who's letting me out? When I go out, is anybody going to bring you back in? If they don't, that's cool by me because I'll just dig all night. If I wouldn't have remembered to bring Bunny in today, Bunny would have been gone because Bunny was digging a hole that, and it's funny too because when I walk out there, Bunny's down there digging and then she hears me, she pokes her head out of the hole and looks at me. It's like, oh, he's here. I better hurry up. I got to get out of here. So I corralled her and put her up in her little cage and fed her and gave her water and everything. So.
All I think about when I hear you say that is Bugs Bunny going, I took a wrong turn at Albuquerque.
That's what it looks like. It looks like. These holes are like, just like, how do you dig that fast?
Oh.
It's absolutely incredible. So, yeah, I'll get up for the football games, and that's my plan is to sit around and watch football, and probably around noon I will put the turkey in the smoker, probably done around 2, 2.30. Like I said, I did the stuffing today because I don't want to have to do that tomorrow. And then one of the great things about the local market in Alameda, Encino Market, is they have au jus. Like if you get a prime rib, they have au jus there for you. But they also have gravy.
Ooh.
So they made it. Yeah, it's like, I go, do you have gravy? And they're like, yeah, we have gravy. So I got like a tub of gravy, like a quart of gravy. So, because those are the three things I need for Thanksgiving. Everything else is optional.
Right.
But I got to have turkey, stuffing, gravy. After that, I'm good. You want to throw in some carrots or the bean casserole people love to do, or they'll grout potatoes or sweet potatoes, mashed potatoes, whatever you want to do.
Cranberry.
Yeah, whatever. Even cranberry. I'm not a huge cranberry guy, but whatever. Whatever you want to do is fine. But those three things to me, like if you're missing one of those three things, and then, what are we doing? What are we doing? Turkey, stuffing, gravy. Boom. And that's what I got. I got turkey, stuffing, gravy, football. I'm by myself. Cleanup's going to be a breeze, Tim. It's just going to be me cleaning up after myself. So, yeah, so I'm planning on having a nice,
quiet
football day.
You're having a Joe Flacco Thanksgiving, you know?
I'm having a Joe Flacco Thanksgiving. That's exactly what I'm doing. And much like Joe Flacco, I'm totally pumped.
Exactly.
I'm totally happy.
We have good friends and advice over every year, and we go over there. All I got to bring is a bottle of wine and a pie.
Nice.
Yeah, and so they're very nice. And then we'll do our own little family one tomorrow. Friday, and because the kids will be up from Zach and his wife from Sacramento. And
so, nice. Oh, I did get myself a berry pie, too.
Okay.
I didn't get they didn't have a pumpkin. They had a big pumpkin pie. I didn't want a big pie. I'm by myself. So I got a little pie, and the little pie options they had were all good. Cherry, apple, and then a berry one, which is a mixture of different berries. I go, I'm just going to go with the berry one. I could have went apple because I like apple pie, too. But I went berry pie. But I didn't go pumpkin because it was too big. I was like, I'm not going to eat all that. It's just wasteful. I'm going to get a berry pie. So, yeah. Now I got a big enough turkey to where I got enough for myself. And if Walker and Elisa come over tomorrow, because they're still here, and Kai, they could have something. But I got enough for a turkey sandwich, too.
Matt Thomas has put a headset on. He's with us, the voice of the Houston Rockets.
How are you?
He's going home. He's going home for his Thanksgiving tomorrow.
Let me tell you something.
Very nice.
The last two times I've been in this building, we've won.
There you go.
I cannot tell you how good that feels. I'm sorry. I know Warriors Nation, you're
wait,
mad at.
Is he on right now? Or did he just turn him off? That's enough of that.
No, come on. I'm pleasant. I love you guys.
Now, you guys are
holy
physical.
Smokes.
That's a physical basketball
I thought
team.
The Amen-Curry confrontation took Steph. He's obviously not feeling good. He got beat up pretty bad. But that was he was human for the first time again, so I haven't seen him shoot that poorly even before the injury.
Yeah, he struggled tonight. He just wasn't. He was just a little off, and it doesn't happen very often. Hold on. I'm cramping up. Okay, no. Got it. I was about to fall out on both of you here. You guys don't want to have to help me up. No, but it's like I told Tim, I go, I feel like this is like game eight of the playoffs last year. Like the same.
We played you 12 times. It's the same. That's not allowed by most NBA circles.
I go, it's the same game. Physical, kind of ugly, a little bit of a rock fight. Rockets have a whole bunch more shots. They don't make a lot of them, but they get a whole bunch more of them. And I was saying, boy, when you guys get Easton Finney-Smith back,
yep.
KD obviously is coming back, and then Adams, who wasn't there tonight. This is going to be, I don't know, I mean, Kevin always gives you the ability to score offensively, right? Yeah. I mean, he's just great. And then Reed Shepard was fantastic tonight.
Reed Shepard, I mean,
but God,
wow.
Well, I mean, because we do an electrifying player of the game, and he was it. For most of the game, it was going to be Clint Capella if you guys won. That guy was incredible.
Well, you know,
eight offensive rebounds in 18 minutes.
We've been the best offensive rebounding team for a year and a half.
By a mile.
Yeah.
And you're historically going to be the best offensive rebound.
Well, that's not even Adams on the floor tonight. Yeah. So,
So, no, it's a I think the Warriors have some work to do to get to even close to that level right now, but I don't think they're as far away as they seem to be at times.
Yeah.
I think it's a matter of cleaning some things up, but I was telling Matt before about Will Richard. I think he's just what a find he's been.
Yeah.
Well, I saw him last year in front of my own eyes in San Antonio for the national championship. So it's a sore subject.
Houston
but
Cougar grad.
Yeah.
Oh, you're a Cougar. Oh, okay. Very nice.
Yeah. So he's good. I like him. I thought Moses Moody hustled a lot tonight with offensive rebounds. I thought it was really good. I don't know if I'm. Want Quentin Post shooting as much as he did tonight. It is what it is.
That's what he does, though.
Yeah.
If he's open, he's going to shoot it.
Yeah.
It's better than turning the ball over. So that's just kind of what he does. How much has it helped Reed Shepard? Or did they say something to Reed Shepard? Because I'm thinking from a player standpoint, Van Vliet goes down. It's like, okay, now I have no choice but to go out there and just play, and I can't worry about stuff and minutes and stuff like that. Because if Van Vliet's going to play, he could get 25 minutes, could get 12 minutes because you got Van Vliet. But now that he's not there, it's like, hey, go do it. And he looks so confident tonight.
Well, it's a man. It's Reed. It's now even a little steady diet of Aaron Holiday, who never would have played if for Fred being around. The question was going to be, all right, Reed, you're going to get more playing time. Yeah. You're going to deserve it. You're going to play it. Or are the Rockets going to go kick the tires on a trade at the deadline? And, I don't think the Rockets want to do that. I think they want to see. Look, he was number three pick in the draft last year.
Yep.
They loved him, guys. They loved him, and they knew that this was in him. He just wasn't seen much last year and didn't get in the rotation. But career high, second time in the last week he's got a career high. And, look, it's volume tonight, but it was what he needed. And the thing I love about him is he's just not a catch-and-shoot three guy. Tom, you saw him. He was spending a lot of time inside 13, 12 feet and not afraid to go against anybody else in that low block.
Yeah. I don't even know so much about, I mean, you say volume, but he had more than a point per attempt. I mean, he was 31 points, 25 attempts. I just don't, he's probably not going to be a guy who gets the free throw line a ton.
No.
Although the shocking part, Tim and I were saying this, how does a guy shoot 47% from three and 70 from the line? And it's not just him.
It's not just him.
We see that in the NBA all the time. It's like, how does that even happen?
Yeah.
It's like you would think if you're 47 from three, you'd be 87.
Correct.
Right? Minimum.
Right. Correct.
But I guess, I don't know. There you go.
Have a safe flight.
Same. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Happy Thanksgiving,
man.
Good, what's your what are the must-have foods for Thanksgiving? Like there's optional foods, but what's must-have for Thanksgiving?
Stuffing or dressing, however you want to call it. Turkey, ham, a green bean casserole.
There you go.
The argument I have on my radio show.
Okay.
And people get so mad at me. I'm not a super big mac and cheese guy. I give mac and cheese the Thanksgiving off.
Yeah.
Yell at me and abuse me on Twitter over that, but
really
take a day off.
Huh. So you listed more than I listed. I just listed stuffing and
mashed potatoes,
turkey.
Cranberry sauce.
I don't need all that.
Yeah,
I need gravy though.
Oh, for sure.
Gotta have gravy. Those three things: stuffing, turkey, gravy. I'm good. And beer.
I'm not a big gravy guy normally, but on Thanksgiving I want to have gravy.
Yeah,
I don't know why. But
I mean, in case somebody burns the bird, you got to have gravy.
Happy 30 years, by the way. I mean,
I know.
Seriously,
isn't it incredible.
And that contest they had in the arena with his head moving around from section to section, that was a sight I'll never, ever forget.
I know, it's scary. Well, the only reason Fitz won because his head's bigger.
This is Warriors basketball.
I just thought that'd be a good joke.
Take home the celebrity edition.
That's never going to happen.
Look at that thing.
I can't unsee that thing.
Good God. I told him it's going to be great when he puts it in somebody's backyard.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to do that tomorrow. But I'm going to put it
It's like a scarecrow.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Oh, my God.
All right, I'll see you guys a few more times.
Brother.
But like I said, we never come here and win. I'm just happy. I'm sorry. We just do. We've had so many terrible memories in this, in either side of the bay. Terrible.
Well, you got a good one now.
We do. We're doing good. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Happy
Warriors.
Thanksgiving, man.
We'll see you. Happy Thanksgiving, Tom.
Happy Thanksgiving. Enjoy.
Yeah.
And enjoy the family.
I will.
It should be a lot of fun, and I will enjoy my football and animals.
Man,
you know what I told Laura I was going to do? I was going to set up little plates for all the animals around the table and have them sit there and eat with me.
Take a picture.
I go the bunny. I don't think I can pull that one off. She's not trained yet, but I get the cats. Little turkey out there for the cats. Lou, of course. I don't know what I would do with Lou. Lou might step on the food, so I'm not sure. I'm going to pull that one off.
All right.
So, everybody have a happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
All right, Tim.